The following section deals with examples of voices grouped according to the various recording methods. In collaboration with technical experts, the experimenter has evolved 6 different methods of recording. A. Microphone. B. Radio frequency. C. Frequency transmitter. D. Diode. E. Goniometer. And F. Psychophone. The reader will find details about the various types in the appropriate section of Breakthrough.
Microphone voices. The experimenter states that in his opinion, man cannot grasp the events after death with his intellect or even with his intuition. A voice replies in German, Er kann.
Er kann.
He can. At the end of a recording session, the experimenter says that he is tired. A voice comes in with Bonne Nacht. French and Swedish. Good night. A request by the experimenter that the voice entities should tell him from where they came is answered by a voice saying, Seelisches Land. German, land of the soul. Radio frequency voices. Professor Loritz, who was a close friend of the experimenter, promised that he would manifest, if possible, after death. We hear a voice say, Loritz, Pienax Klat. Latvian, Loritz will join. A female voice, probably Margarete Petratsky's, says, Eine Notote. German and English, one who is not dead. Frequency transmitter voices. Koste, tutte tova mote. This is Latgalian. Koste, here is your mother. Tetu Raksnyx padot mayu. Latvian. You are the author here. Give me a house. Diode voices. The voice of an entity whom the experimenter does not know, but who calls herself Agnes, a helper, probably remarks here on unfavorable recording conditions. Agnes, furchtbar slickt. German and Latvian. Agnes, terribly bad. A voice, later identified as that of a man who lived and died in a place called Kirnbach in the Black Forest, Germany, says, Wartet auf Walter von Kirnbach. Kirnbach. German, wait for Walter from Kirnbach. A voice calls, James Joyce. Now a voice, which may be Winston Churchill's, says, Mark you, make believe, my dear, yes.
Mark you, make believe, my dear, yes.
Followed by Winston Churchill. The following sentence, heard at the end of a recording session, indicates that the voice entities have their own transmitting stations. Wat nun, gute Nacht von Citadi. Russian and German. Now good night from Citadi.
Goniometer voices. This recording method was developed by Theodor Rudolph, an electrical engineer specializing in high frequencies. He has himself recorded the following examples, which have been taken from a total of approximately 90 voice ticks received by him. The voices have the same characteristic features as those recorded by other methods. It is interesting to note that the voices in these examples speak mainly Russian and Latvian, two languages unknown to Mr. Rudolph. German is used more rarely. The texts have been deciphered by the experimenter after Mr. Rudolph had verified the experimenter's name and some German words.
A Russian voice says, On prosil bulku vo sne.
On prosil bulku vo sne. On prosil bulku vo sne. On prosil bulku vo sne. Он хотел булку во сне.
He begged for bread in a dream. A statement referring to an acquaintance of the experimenter, whose name is Kankan, and probably meaning that life lasts but a moment. Ту стунда, Kankan. Latvian, you are but a moment, Kankan.
Psychophone voices. This method was evolved by Franz Seidel, electrical engineer from Vienna. His apparatus has produced some very plainly audible voices. These bear the same typical traits as all other voices recorded by different methods. Again, Russian and Latvian are the main languages used, together with some German, though Mr. Seidel also does not speak either Russian or Latvian.
The word flüssigon, which is used in the following sentence, does not exist in the German language. It may be a corruption of the word fluidum, which means, in a symbolical sense, atmosphere or magnetism. The voice says, Du hast kein flüssigon. German, you have no flüssigon. Now a Latvian voice. Tauta muost jēs. People, awake. And in answer to a question as to who is speaking, a voice replies, Toti. Distorted German. the dead